Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Man, we are just... We're feeling good today.
Yeah, no doubt about
We're
it.
We're feeling good. By the way,
it's payday.
That's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, it's all locking in, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you can feel it, but we certainly can. And we're now coming to you. It's going to be official Monday, but we announced it earlier. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studio here in downtown San Francisco. And I couldn't be more thrilled with a brewing company sponsorship, quite frankly.
No doubt, Stoney. So laugh all you can. Partner is good, baby.
So the one thing I've realized is, you know, I'm a little older than a lot of our listeners. And so sometimes I use phrases that people aren't familiar with or they interpret in the wrong way.
Okay.
My mom,
Mary,
was always somebody that, you know, when things were going good, or well, I should say, she would say, Maddie, you got to get on your knees. Meaning you've got to honor the great things that are happening.
Okay, I got it.
It literally means get on your knees and pray and thank, be thankful.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, Warrior fans. You guys got to get on your knees. I mean, you got to be thankful for what's going on right now. Do you have any idea?
I love you,
how
man.
Lucky you guys are
Phrasing.
Right now. I know, yeah. And I knew it. I knew it because we got a lot of immaturity here. We have a lot of immaturity.
Yeah,
but that's okay. We're all in a good mood. You can laugh at me today.
I get you, partner.
But this thing, it's Steph incredible. Curry got here in 2009. Two, 3 years of ankle problems, and they win the title in 14.
Yeah, first one.
Dude, it's 10 years later,
Ooh.
And they still have action.
Man.
Look at the history of the NBA, and yes, you'll find teams that have had stretches similar to this, but Steph Curry and Draymond Green have been here for the whole ride, and...
Damn.
Just...
Appreciate.
Just appreciate it.
And that's why you didn't scoff when I told you, Stoney, you and Evan in the green room, and I mean it. Sometimes you guys look at me like, did he just say that? But it's like, for me to tell you this year may not culminate in a chip, your boy still would be happy. When have I ever uttered those words? You know why? I remember where we were at, all of us, early in this season, Stoney. And I told the chef face-to-face, I said it, he was kind of despondent, you know? And we didn't know what was going on. So, again, I want to give kudos to Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, who played with Butler, who had the cojones to be like, you know what? We need a change so bad that we're going to allow him to come to our culture, and it's going to be a positive as opposed to this thing blowing up. Just like the basketball part of this is not shocking me. It's like, why was he available? He didn't want to go to the Army. I heard that interview. I don't know if you heard it with Ramona Shelburne, starting with Willard and Dibbs. It was incredible. Her insight about why Butler didn't like the fit in or the military style. And we talked about it last night in Emeryville, Stoney. So again, I'm with you, partner, but I do got one thing that's on my chest I don't like about what's going on. Houston, still, I'm getting greedy. They're still 3 games ahead of us. So maybe we are just destined for six. And that's okay.
Somebody, as long as we're going the religion theme, what I know somebody out there knows this.
Kevin
the one about and then the curt things outside of your control and the wisdom to know the difference. There's some look at this. Everybody's like staring blankly into
religion.
No, it's, I think it's a.
There was a lot of fill in the blanks in whatever you just said.
But you watch our listeners on one of these text lines. It's the Serenity Prayer. First of all, thank you, Icy Travels. The Serenity Prayer.
All right.
Go ahead and look it up, E, and I'll let you recite it. It's a beautiful verse.
Well, I would ask you if, you know, if the Warriors had all this foresight and they knew that Jimmy Butler was going to be the magic potion and the elixir to cure everything, why didn't they just do this in November?
Because they thought that Melton, Slow-Mo, and Buddy, and just that alone, Evan, there was no need. And they got off to a 12-3 start, and vibes were immaculate. We can't forget. So I would just counter that to Evan's points, Donnie, of why didn't they do this in November? And I got
well, I have an answer.
Was it this bad in Miami in November? Did they think they were going to be able to rectify the Jimmy Butler situation?
I have an answer, and even if it's wrong, I'm sticking to it. They wanted Kuminga back then.
The Heat needed Kuminga, and they thought
they could maybe wait him out.
All right.
And then it got, okay. God.
You about to,
Grant, this is how we got to approach the Houston Rockets.
All right.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. The Houston Rockets, you'll have one. I think they have one more game against the Rockets. That one will be in your control. However,
I got you.
Rockets
had to let that go.
They're not in this one right now.
Oh, wow.
The Rockets aren't in this one now. All right, let's.
AA.
It is. It is. It's an Alcoholics Anonymous quote too that's
we're here for you.
A couple things. Oh, by the way, there's a lot. 650, did Steiny get the company credit card from the Hegan yesterday?
I did not.
Evan,
it was bad.
You know what?
You choked.
Well, I put some on mine, and it better be coming back to me in one.
What happened to getting his? I was waiting when my buddy Skip said, you want one? I was like,
Skip,
Skip
bought me one last night, which I appreciated.
Skip is the man.
But also, broke it out for, I bought, six or eight drinks for some guys and women.
Yeah, man.
I had to. Come on.
Tony, the love, we're a part of people's lives, man. Whether
whether they want it or not.
You're right. Like, damn. They were like, hey, how's Noah? I'm like, who the hell is Noah? My pops. They remember.
So here's one of those things that's kind of funny. Well,
isn't it?
We're at the thing last night, and it is funny. I just got reminded of it because someone sent a text to me, me. So I'm at the event last night, and I checked my phone. And there's literally 20 messages from different people.
Oh.
And of course, your boy thinks, I'll be honest. My first thought was, everybody wants to say that interview with Curry was cool.
Oh, boy.
That was so cool, you and Curry.
Look at you.
And it's like, dude, I think you got hacked. Dude, your email got hacked.
Oh.
Dude, do you want me to sign up for an Amazon gift card? Steiny, what's going on with your email? What do you do when your email gets hacked? I have no idea.
And you asked me, I said,
I have no idea.
I'm drinking.
I have people from like 9 years ago I haven't talked to, and they're saying, hey, man, how you doing? Hey, what do you call?
What did you end up doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
I got back to the few people that actually texted me and said, did you do this? And I said, no, hacked.
But, you've had your Twitter hacked.
I know.
Your email hacked.
Yeah.
What else are you going to have hacked in the next 365 days?
Facebook's due next.
Not your bank account,
then
though.
Then Instagram, I would think.
Yeah.
And,
as long as it's not your bank account.
Yeah. All right. By the way, I got to add this. And I know it's all Warriors, but That was a Zach LaVine special last night.
The Lord, he did not. Zach
LaVine special. Five makes, five turnovers, minus 34.
And Evan licked this up. He's played in one playoff series in his whole career. I'm not blaming him, but I'm not shocked. That backcourt violation. Like, dude, how long you been in the league? This is not CYO. I'll say this. I wanted him, but the Kings got him. Good luck with that. He's just not a winning player, man. Some of his passes, he's just the 24-hour fitness dude. Ooh, he got hot. The ha-ha. But Stoney, he ain't got the dubs. No pun intended.
No.
This sucker.
Where's Priest?
I don't know. All right, let's get into it a little bit. Let's start out with Spencer in Oakland.
The town.
What's going on, Spencer? How you doing, man?
Hey, folks. I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Stoney, just want to say I appreciate you reminding people to be thankful in good times, not just make requests in bad times. So that's really great. And, you know, I was thinking back last night, like, when did this all start? Because, of course, they played the Stephen Curry first three. And what I remember, you know, speaking of being thankful, what I remember was 2012 when Jack threw a pass to Draymond Green in the paint against the Heat in Miami. I think it was December or January, and they won that game. And nobody expected them to win. And all of a sudden, people were like, wait a minute, this Warriors team is pretty good. Of course, we had a couple years left till we got to a title, but that was the beginning. I think that win right there against the big three of the Heat at the time was a really big deal. So that's what I know it wasn't really a Steph moment, but that's what I think of when I think of Steph had a great game. I mean,
right.
But that's what I think of when I think back. And speaking of, you know, finals or bust, I said this last time I called in, and I really don't think anybody's keeping OKC or the Heat, or not the Heat, the Cavs out of the finals. But the only chance you have is you put them in a close series with close games. They're blowing everybody out.
Right.
But if you can get those young folks in a close series, in a close game, maybe. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but maybe. Hey, the youth factor shows.
Hey, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the best part. Before Jimmy Butler got here, I felt like I knew what was going to happen. As it relates to that Heat game that the gentleman was talking about, that's been referenced by the players here and there over the years, that win against the Miami Heat.
The big three.
I'd forgotten Jarrett Jack had thrown the pass. I want to say Draymond went back door and had a layup late.
Jack,
he makes
man.
It, and then they beat the Heat. And that was a big game. There's no doubt about it. As far as the players are concerned, they've referenced that game as one where something meaningful happened. It was before any of their titles, but it clearly was a game that gave them a lot of confidence. And the other thing that I remember about that game, and somebody talked about this also, was the celebration after the game by the Warriors.
I'm going to go fire that up.
And they were young. You know, they were younger. They had Jarrett Jack and remember Carl Landry?
Yeah.
I mean, they played well for the Warriors, those two guys, for sure. And they were part of getting this thing started, too. So, a lot of fun right now out at the Chase Center. And tomorrow night, they got the Knicks in town.
You're going? National TV, yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah, national TV.
Nice,
nice.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
He didn't pull up on us last
Philmo
night,
Mike.
But it's all good, Mike.
Yo, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Yes.
All
yes.
that rest of that good stuff, man.
Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. You can't get fooled again.
Feel right. me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, but look, I ain't going to lie. I've been on this hike for about 2 months. I just, every time I call, I forget to mention this. Y'all need to start putting some respect on Buddy Hield's defense's name, because I've been saying, I swear to God, I've been thinking about this for 2 months, because everybody try to poo-poo his defense. Like, Buddy Hield, he don't play D if he misses. No, he's been playing excellent D. He keeps his man in front of him. He's bigger and thicker than you think he is. He got a wider base. So he's actually very fit and pretty strong guy. But the main reason I was calling, I don't know if y'all peeped this observation. I told Evan this last night. This team, even though it's Steph Curry and Draymond's team, the identity slowly but surely is becoming more like Jimmy Butler's. So in a weird way, it's kind of like Jimmy Butler's team because everybody's playing more like – nobody can play like Steph. Hardly nobody can play like Draymond. But you know what you can do? You can kind of more so play like Jimmy. And it seems like the younger players to even the veterans are playing like Jimmy. And to your point, Jarrett Jack and Carl Landry was key to the development and getting the Warriors. That 2012 game, I reference that all the time.
Right.
Draymond was talking hella mess to the Heat. That's the Draymond everybody remember. That's when I fell in love with Draymond. I was like, he don't even care about these people. And I loved it. He wasn't status quo. Shout out to Jarrett Jack. Shout out to Carl Landry. Shout out to you, Steiny.
Hey, Filmo, get this. Yep. Get this. So we're at the public market
yesterday. Ask him where he was at.
That's all right. He's got some people are busy sometimes, man.
Mr. Mike.
And I met a woman who was an artist. She did some DJ. She produces beats.
Hey.
Her name's Moscone from Hunter's Point.
Okay, the point.
And I asked her if she knew you, and she said, I don't know him, but I know who he is.
Wow, Mike.
So, Filmo, you're known, man.
Look at Mike laughing.
You're known.
Hey, man, I've been outside putting in work for a lot of years.
Yeah, you have.
Man, I've been for real. So shout out to Moscone. You feel me? And if you need solar panels and batteries, you know I work for Sun right now. No longer AT&T. I'm where it's Sun.
Well, Mike,
anybody, you. A homeowner,
I used to work
I got
for
you
them.
If you need some solar panels.
Mike, I used to work for them and devise the little computer on how many panels you would need on your roof, Sun.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, before you go, I never toot my own horn, but tap, tap. I'm just telling you, when we got Buddy Hield in front of us the other day, I said, they known you for your shooting, but you've been playing D. And so I asked him that. I gave him credit, and you noticed that.
Yeah, nah, for real. I swear for the last 2 months I've been trying to, because they poo-poo on his D, and I'm like, he been playing pretty good.
He
D.
hustles. He tries,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so shout out to you for that. Another people that started to acknowledge that, I'm just kind of like, I swear to God on my grandparents. I was thinking this in January, but nah, have a nice one.
Yeah. All right, Filmo, appreciate
Scotty,
it.
Your boy used to, how many panels you need? I hated the job. Yeah. But it was sales, Donnie.
You know what, though? That's where you're different than Jimmy Butler.
Tell me why.
Because when you don't like a job, you still go, punch the clock, and work hard. He just quits.
How long was he in Miami?
If I can't, look, this is the best time to give guys a little grief.
Yeah, no, it's all
good. Because they're rolling.
What if I told you I don't care for Mike's point? Not. I love Mike. It'll never be Butler's team because he doesn't have enough tenure, but I get the identity. Everybody's playing like him. And Draymond, they're scrapping.
Yeah.
Draymond and GP3. Good God, what is going on? The dude hit the
who?
GP3. That's what I'm calling
him. Oh, you
to.
Did that on purpose.
Yeah, Stoney, okay. What? Draymond, his offense has been unlocked. Like, who saw that coming? Boy, happy hour. They're loaded, man. I'm just telling you. However you want it. Shout out Tupac. Yeah.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. Good stuff happening in the Bay.
And you're excited. I just want to commend you, man. You, Stani, for the last, since Butler's been here, you've been on a bit of a high for you. I know you're better than anybody, Evan, but I'm just telling you, you've been excited, but now you're like, okay, I gotta just jump on.
Yeah, now is when I got to say, you know, back before Jimmy Butler, when I said, you know, I should stay the course. You never know. They can make a run. Yeah, I didn't believe it.
At 29, no, right? We were talking about 29, maybe.
I mean, it was getting to the point with Butler bad. That they it wasn't clear they had a deal to make before the trade deadline. And I don't, you know, clearly they had set the table with Butler and the Heat long before the trade got made. But I remember a couple days before the trading deadline, before they got Butler, there were some people out there really saying, hey, Mike Dunleavy, what's he doing? What's he doing?
It was getting loud.
What's Dunleavy
too.
Doing?
Yes, sir.
Well,
how you
Dunleavy,
like me now?
Dunleavy.
Kumo D.
Looks to have come up pretty big. Let's go to Skip is in Hayward. Hey, Skip, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. Tiny Guru. Man, you guys, I want to say it was a pleasure meeting you guys and having a nice beer, Steiny.
Oh, this Steiny, shit from last night.
Yeah.
You got me off the wagon. My 4 miles is right out the window. And you know what? I really appreciate just taking the time to be out at the market and meeting all these great people. All these Warrior fans that are rooting for these Warriors, man, because we remember at the beginning of the year how bad we were and how much we were playing defense. But let me say this real quick.
Okay.
Let me say this real quick. I will admit the best thing in life is to admit when you're wrong. This Jimmy Butler thing, I'm going to say I was totally wrong. Jimmy Butler came off as a diva leaving Miami.
Wow.
And please admit it. Nobody thought this was going to work out. We didn't think this marriage was going to work out, but going to the next partner, yes, this relationship works. And thank you guys. And
thank you, Skip.
You look good on TV. All right, take care.
Thanks, Skip. Appreciate it. Oh, no.
Yeah. I didn't like, Evan gave me a look.
No, that's gone too far.
Liam Neeson?
Right. The wagon ain't left yet. Nice. You can always get back on it. Don't leave out. But it was a celebration last night.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of people said I look better in person than on YouTube, and I agree.
Yep.
Like, something about YouTube.
This is what you're going to do right now? This is what you're going to do right now when everybody's on cloud nine.
But yeah, right. Well,
you're going to worry about your appearance.
No, those were utter, it doesn't capture the whole essence of the goo on the YouTube.
I'd be lying, though, if I didn't say.
Uh-oh.
There were three or four. Steiny, you got to ease up on Guru. I'll try.
You know the dynamic of the friendship, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you ain't going to hit nobody.
Never hit anybody in my life.
Never been in a fight.
I got punched once by Jeff Fessler when I was in seventh
that
grade.
That may constitute your 0-1.
I walked away.
Yeah.
It was a no decision because I got out of there without
Roberto Duran, quit. No
taking
mas.
The fall.
Yeah.
For sure.
Call it like you see it.
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate that. Let's go to we haven't even talked about Jonathan Kuminga. Let's go to Scott.
Man.
Scott and Hayward. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Great show. Love it. Now, Steiny, I'm trying to hack your Facebook right now. You did pretty good, so you're safe for me right now.
All
right.
Thank you.
Your bank account's next. But, I listen to you guys every day while I drive around making my deliveries, and the talk of the town for months has been, what is Kuminga going to do? How is he going to fit in? Oh, my God, what are we going to do about the Kuminga problem? I'm not saying you're that hyperbolic, but pretty much every show on 95.7 has been just in, I don't want to say a panic, but at least a lot of discussion about how is he going to come in and everything's great and the harmony. I loved what I saw for Kuminga last night. I saw a big, fast, strong young man who was taking it inside, driving past bigger defenders, getting boards. Kuminga certainly looks like he has a role. He certainly looks like he helps that offense. How has he not been talked about all morning? I'm shocked.
That's on us.
And thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
That's on us.
To me, we all know what Kuminga can do. It's a matter of how he's going to fit in. And obviously, he fit in well last night. I've always thought it's been fair to talk about how Kuminga is going to integrate himself.
And he wasn't
thinking. And it's not over. Yeah. It's not over. Scotty, I mean, he was just being himself.
And that's what advice, not that he would ask. That's all I was saying. I hope that's how he's going at it. And I lost the bet. I said the over under 15 minutes. He had 20. But Stani, the four dunks in the second half of fourth quarter, like, I'm just happy for him. And now this team looks like once they get Pods back, they'll be whole, healthy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.